Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Madonna coming out as gay, The Rock's crowd surfing baby, streamers breaking their backs at TwitchCon, Nikki Blonsky as the new face of prep, and the origins of Taste the Biscuit. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. P.S. If you are listening to this episode the day it comes out, I am going to be in New Hampshire tonight. And if you are anywhere near there, I would love to see you, meet you, hug you, and hang. So if you want details, check out my Twitter. Hi, Corey.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I am doing splendid, shining, shimmering splendor.
Are you?
I am. Yeah, I'm here.
What are you up to?
How are you? What's up? What are you up to?
What's going on? Why did you call? You called me.
You called me. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
Did you need something? You called me.
No. Yo, you jokester, prankster.
Goop gotcha.
How was your weekend, sweet little angel?
It was good. It was fun. I watched TV.
Which what?
Oh my God, The Mole is back on Netflix. Ooh. Do you remember The Mole?
Yeah, kind of. Did I never watched it, but I was aware of it.
You didn't watch Celebrity Mole?
No, I didn't watch
The Mole. It had your boyfriend from Puppin' Suds.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eric Von Detten?
Yes.
It took me a half a minute, but I got there.
Eric Von Detten was on Celebrity Mole. I think he might have won. I think it came to, well, spoiler alert for a 20-year-old show. I think the finals were him and Kathy Griffin.
Oh, wow.
And The Mole was
gay icons.
And The Mole was some model, Frederic something.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so it's back. Are it with pedestrians or with
celebrities? Yes, with Gen Pop.
Mm. Okay.
It's back. So, it's Netflix is doing what they do with their hit reality shows where they release like 5 episodes and you have to wait a week and then there's like 5 more. It's like kind of binge, but not binge. Mm. Anyways.
Okay, are you liking it?
I loved it. I thought it was great. I tweeted, reality TV girlies, check it out. The Mole.
Would you go on it?
I would. I think I would be a terrible mole, though, is what I've been watching, which is what I've been learning. Because the one person's like deceptive.
Yeah, the thing about The Mole is, okay, so it's everyone's competing to like make it to the end, and if the mole makes it to the end, they win all the money.
No.
Or no. Okay. Well, how was it going?
So it's like 12 contestants. I think they started with 12. 12 contestants. They're all competing to like doing little challenges, very kind of like Amazing Race tasks where they're banking money. Like if they complete a challenge successfully, it adds money to the pot. The Mole is one of the people that is sabotaging the challenges subtly to try to knock money from not getting put into the pot for the contestants to win. And everyone's trying to figure out who that person is. So the final three is always going to be The Mole and 2 contestants. I mean, that's how they used to do it.
Okay.
You take a quiz and whoever knows the least about The Mole gets eliminated each episode.
Gotcha. It's like Mafia.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime I would play Mafia to find out that I am Mafia is the worst experience. I don't ever want to be. It's like, did you ever play Among Us?
A little bit.
Okay, so like the main reason I never want to play Among Us is because there is a chance I am going to have to kill people and then speak for what I've been up to in the night and have to lie and shit. And I cannot do that. I don't know. If somebody were to like accuse me of being the mole or the mafia,
you'd
or
be like, the, it me.
The killer or the whatever, I would be like, you got me, it's done. Netflix, call it.
I do wonder how much they like pay the mole, because the mole must be getting money for their time being there.
Well, yeah, doesn't the mole win the money if the mole makes it wins in the end?
No, the mole can't win because you're answering questions about the mole. So the mole's always going to know the answers to all the questions.
So what happens in the finale?
And then it comes down, like, there's like, there used to be, there was like one final challenge, and then the two other people, typically they know who the mole is at that point, but then they have to do like a 50-word questionnaire or 50-question thing at the end, and whoever gets the most questions right wins. It's fun.
Interesting.
I hope it gets renewed. Watch it. Not you.
What's the setting? Like, are they in a house or something?
So they're in Australia, and that's why I've been liking it too. They're in Australia. And
all of Australia.
And yes, they've been traveling around and going to like different little cities and like different little like beach towns, and then they do like a setup challenge in each of the different locations. I didn't expect that. I've enjoyed watching that too.
Okay. So like the animal, the mole, moles. Mm-hmm. What is that about?
Digging.
Are they sneaky?
Digging and blind, I think, is what
I've heard. Are they mischievous? Oh, blind like a mole rat or something. What is the phrase?
My mom has moles in her backyard right now, and when I was home a couple weeks ago, she had
Is that code?
She had a thing.
Moles in her backyard?
She had a thing in the ground to try to get the moles.
Are we talking about her skin?
It's like echo sonar radar under the ground. It's all, get out of our yard, moles. Go to
Like she blasts some type of echo and the moles are like...
It hurts. I don't know if it hurts their ears or if it scares them, or maybe it's just a underground flashlight tunnel so they go somewhere else.
Okay, so what does a mole look like? Like a rat?
It's like a mouse with no tail. It's like a mix between a hamster and a mouse.
Oh. Did you know hamster doesn't have a pee?
Yes. You didn't.
I rediscovered that multiple times throughout my life.
Yeah. Well, you learn something new every day, except for you.
What does it mean if you can see your mole's shadow?
You should probably get it checked out.
Dermatologists agree.
Yeah.
Are there any dermatologists that disagree?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. There's like... There's always going to be some dumb person in each profession.
4 out of 5 dentists say, yeah. Girl!
What do you think that fifth dentist is? Just being stubborn?
I think the fifth dentist...
It's like all dentists are bad.
Is the mole. He's the mole. He's the saboteur.
Why can't it be a she?
Well, I think, you know, I just know this. I know this. I know it. Hey, I went back to the dentist, speaking of which, and...
A dead tooth update.
He said my hole is filling in quite nicely.
Did they have to, like, cauterize it?
No.
Is there getting...
And food? I said, well, so what's going to happen? Like, it's just going to be a hole?
Did you find any food back there?
And he said, no, it's going to... I don't know. I didn't ask. But they definitely... they gave it a spritzing before they went into the deep dive to make sure all was well. He said that bone just grows in and then the hole just
bone?
Stops. Bone.
Your head's just going to get more bone?
Oh, per use.
I didn't know a hook head had so much bone.
Get into the gig, honey. Yeah. Maybe that tooth was my mole. Saboteur.
That was the saboteur.
We found her. Now, we voted her out.
And now you're going forward.
Are there any moles in your body, not necessarily physical moles, but like a mole that is part of your body that you think might be a saboteur of the body?
No, your brain. No, my aside from my smooth brain.
Yeah.
Hardly any ridges at all. No, I don't want to manifest anything like that like I did with your dead tooth. No, honey.
You think you did that to me?
Yes. Witchcraft.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes I open my mouth real wide and I see like it's real lopsided is what it looks like.
Do you
like it's not symmetrical down on the bottom half? It's not. Look.
Oh my god. Oh wait, you should do that. I could count your teeth very easily. One. He's opening wide, one. Wide, wide.
Yeah, like a hippo.
Hey, do you think bones are like rocks?
I do.
Well, speaking of the rock.
I saw the rock holding a baby.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you see a very little baby crowd surfed to the rock? Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
I saw that video being posted or going around or I don't know what, but I thought, why do I care? Is it because the baby is particularly small?
I mean,
the baby crowd surfs?
Would
they
you?
Threw their baby at The Rock?
So there The Rock is promoting his new, I was going to say Marvel movie, but I don't actually think it's Marvel. Superhero.
It's like he's like a...
Anti-hero.
Like your mom's sister?
An auntie hero, yes.
Okay. We need more auntie heroes.
Yes, and some uncle heroes.
Give us
some
Marvel auntie hero.
I don't think it's Marvel. I think it's DC.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. So there The Rock is touring for his new movie, and somebody crowd surfed a baby from way back in the crowd, a little baby. Would you say?
I think if there is one type of human that is the easiest to crowd surf, it would be baby. Yeah.
I just think that there's a lot of room for error when crowd surfing your baby up to get a picture with The Rock.
Well, would you rather be crowd surfing a baby or da baby?
A baby. Wasn't da baby problematic?
Yeah.
Doesn't da baby hate gay people?
If da baby were crowd surfing, I would
drop it.
Drop him.
If a baby were crowd
surfing. If a baby was crowd surfing, I would
Lord lift us up.
Lord, lift us up where we belong.
Yes.
Up in The Rock's hands.
Yeah. So then I just want to know how The Rock got the baby back to the correct person.
Oh, a spiral toss. I think. You know about a football?
Do you think that baby smelt what The Rock was cooking?
Oh, God. The smell of a baby. People, you know how people are like, that
wet.
They smell a baby's head and they're like, ooh, that smell of a baby. I'm like, okay, freak. Like, literally get a candle. Like, what are you doing? Find a hobby.
I for one hate, because you know they make air freshener, that's new car smell. Why is there
new baby smell?
Why isn't there new baby smell?
You know what? I'm not about it. I don't want to sniff it, but that doesn't mean I can't sell it.
There you go. What about
if I can't afford it, then I guess I'm gonna
sell it. What about puppy's breath? People are very into that too.
No, puppy's breath is bad.
You didn't ever have Cruton when he was a baby.
Okay, but younger lives don't produce non-smellier mouths.
Yes, because dogs don't have rotten teeth when they're little. Are dogs born with teeth?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do puppies? Maybe. Oh, my God.
Well, puppies' teeth, too.
The squeakquel?
Yeah.
Puppies' teeth, too. What's the first about?
Puppies' teeth. Oh. It's not teeth. It's teeth.
Oh, teeth. Puppies' teeth.
Stop teething me.
Do dogs lose teeth and have them replaced with adult teeth?
They're like shark teeth, where there's like rows and rows and rows of teeth.
You know how people have shark tooth necklace? Dog tooth necklace?
Shark tooth. Ooh,
baby tooth necklace?
Hey, I had an alligator head when I was little that I got from somewhere in Florida.
Did you ever have frog legs?
Hell yeah.
Ugh. No thanks.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
No thanks.
Yeah, baby.
No thanks. Yeah. Hey, speaking of food, I have a problem to pick with you.
Okay.
Last week, I was like, what is this TikTok song all about the biscuit? And you sat there and acted like you had no idea what I was talking about. And then
are you talking about?
And then I saw 14 TikToks of you last week with the sound the biscuit.
I guess I didn't. Did you really ask me about
Taste the Biscuit? Yes, I said, what's the song going on TikTok right now about a biscuit? And you were like, oh, I have no idea. And I go, it's very you.
I must have not
been listening.
Not on the podcast.
Yes!
Not on the podcast.
Absolutely.
No.
It was on my list.
I must have been confused because I have been on Biscuit Talk for a long minute.
I was very new to it. My friend Justin sent it to me and I swear we talked about this last
week. I don't think you asked me on the podcast because I have a feeling you sent it to me on like a text or something.
No. And, well, the and good I was, news and I, is I can go back and listen.
Some type of message somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, well, what do you need to know?
I was just like, this seems very your alley. And then suddenly there you are with the biscuit.
Yeah, taste the biscuit.
What do you know about it?
The whole costume. I ordered the whole costume, baby. So it was a mockumentary about a duo of musicians. I
saw the original
man and woman, and about them like performing.
It looked like they were performing at a Goodwill.
There's a whole bunch of performances of them performing all around at, like, random locations as if, like, they're, like, aspiring artists, I think. I don't really know the plot. But I do know that, I don't know how it went viral, but it started to go viral as the sound attached to a TikTok filter of, it's called Vacation Walk or Vacation Beach Vacation or something like that is the name of the filter. And it's, like, silhouette of a chrome silver womanly figure with a shaggy brown bob.
Did it make you silhouette?
And with a purple curvy
wait, so that's the dress. Costume you got?
And so I ordered the costume and I did my little, you know, I did my internet.
Yeah.
Did the things. And it kind of popped off. But it was TikTok is such a thing where your individual For You page, it starts feeding you the same type of topics over and over. So people started to be like, oh my God, I'm in biscuit talk, where it was all of these people using that filter. And then it became this like underground niche subculture of the internet of people talking about biscuit talk, but nobody in their real lives knowing what biscuit talk was. And so, I think people, it's still happening. Like, there's like new versions of the filter. There's new versions of the song, like a Japanese version. Ooh. I heard like mashups of it, like with other songs or like house, you know, EDM version.
I heard it at the club this weekend.
No, you did not.
I didn't.
Okay. I was going to say, that's pretty niche.
Well, Toad Hall popped off.
Are you going to participate?
In biscuit talk?
Yeah, like with the filter.
Well, I tried to last week and now I'm behind the game because you shut it down.
I shut it down?
Yeah, I said, what's going on with biscuit talk? And you said, I don't know what you're talking about.
I must have been confused. I must have been so, ooh.
Very confused.
Yeah, maybe. Are y'all on biscuit talk?
Do
you care about biscuit talk? What do you think, people at home?
You know who's not confused?
Who?
Madonna.
Oh, you are king
because
of transitions
she's
today.
Gay.
Oh, is she or is she?
Is she pandering?
I am not somebody who wants to like question somebody's proclamation of their sexuality.
Yeah.
And so I am taking it surface level and saying, okay, Madonna just came out as gay, I guess.
Yeah, Madonna.
And if she needs to backpedal, she can backpedal and then go from there.
I guess I could have just stuck with speaking of TikTok. So there Madonna was on TikTok holding up a very sexy pair of pink underwear. And she said, if I miss this shot, I'm gay. And then she threw it at a trash can and missed and then shrugged. So is she gay?
My fear is she's participating in some type of trend that she just doesn't quite.
Is that a thing doing on TikTok right now?
I don't know.
Did you ever play that game when you were little with like siblings?
What? Like, what's the game?
You like throw a piece of paper in the trash can way across the room and you're like, if I make this shot, and then you like.
Then what?
Bet. Then you bet. If I make this shot, you have to do the dishes tonight.
Probably.
If you make this, if I make
giving,
this
it's
shot.
Giving, I'll pay you four corners. It's giving four doll hairs. It's
if
giving...
I make this shot, you have to brush my dead tooth tonight.
So Madonna's gay. She went to the city and now she's gay.
She moved to the city and now she's gay.
Good for her. Welcome to the community.
I'm here next. For it.
Hey, did you go to TwitchCon?
I was there.
What were your favorite moments?
I was there dressed in Lisa Filippelli drag.
Oh.
That was me the whole time. Was she there with you?
Tasting the biscuit. Lisa was there.
That was actually me. That was me. I was me.
Oh. I thought she was acting weird.
How was it? What'd y'all do? Did you get a sandwich with avocado and pickle?
No, I did not. But it was a good time. It was my first convention since, like, I don't know, 2017, 2016, or I don't know when I went to Amsterdam VidCon. That was my last one, I think. But it was pretty good. Like, I was a little bit anxious just, like,
because
I hadn't been to one in a while. And it was also first one post-COVID. And so I didn't know what the protocols would all be like and, like, if it would be, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But it was fine. It was the first convention that I've been to, besides DragCon, where I felt like I could, like, walk around a little bit and explore the actual convention center, which was fun, I guess. There was nothing I wanted to wait in line for, so I was just kind of, like, exploring a lot of, like, they had booths for all of the brands that were there and all the games with, like, that wanted to show off demos of their new games, and, like, all the streamers were selling merch had, like, merch booths, and there were a bunch of, like, fan art. There was a whole expo hall of fan art booths where people could buy, like, art that was created, you know, like, by artists. It was fine. It was good. I don't know. I definitely felt a little older.
You are.
But it was also a demographic of, like, it was really weird because it had all of these really young people that were there for, like, Minecraft streamers, and then all ages there because, like, a lot of men gamers, mm-hmm. you know, like that type of culture. So it was, like, it was interesting to see the clash of that. Did you see the drama about TwitchCon?
No.
Somebody broke their back. at a brand activation.
No.
There was a brand activation. There were two of these where there were, like, foam pits where you were on a pedestal and you, like, you know, like a
American Gladiators?
Trying to push each other off of the pedestals.
I love that.
So the video that I saw was a streamer named Adriana Chechik. I don't know who this is, but apparently a Twitch streamer who the video, it's on the Discord in the episode topic ideas, but the video is, I think, like, she won the thing jousting. Where she knocks her opponent off and did, like, a celebratory jump and landed in the ball pit, or I mean in the, not ball pit, but, like, the foam, like, you know, foam blocks.
Yeah.
Pit. And, like, you can tell she, like, can't move. And then whoever the commentator is like, she's okay. Let's just get her out of there. She's okay.
Very. That's literally what I would be doing.
And then, like, she had to go to the hospital. She broke her back in two separate places.
Oh, my God.
So she's about to get that money.
Oh, my God.
Unless they sign waivers. Certainly they must have signed waivers.
Did you get up there on it?
Hell no. I mean, I was, you and Lisa, first of all, I wasn't go. About to wait. I was not about to wait in line to do anything.
I would have loved to see you and Lisa hand-to-hand combat.
And Lisa breaks her back?
No. No injuries reported. Mm. Well, damn.
Well,
who was?
Well, people
are
were,
you allowed to name the brand?
Intel, I believe.
Oh, well, they've got money.
Ugh. Yeah, I was like, holy shit, like, she's about to, like, secure the bag.
Well, I hope she's okay.
She's posted since the event and said, like, obviously it's bad news bears, but like she's alive.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, she tweeted, "Last night was horrible. The pain I had, I felt like I'd rather die. This is going to suck." Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Should I reply, "I just got a tooth pulled. I can absolutely relate. I know what you're going through."
Yeah.
No,
don't tweet that.
I feel for her. That sucks. I mean, that would be like, that would like ruin your, like, obviously your TwitchCon, but also what, the next how many months?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's why I don't know. I'm not familiar with broken bones. I'm just familiar with moles.
I'm going through her feed right now. This, yeah, not to make light of it. I do wonder, the protocol of like what they told people they could do and like the setup of the actual, like the thing, like if it was, people are claiming that it was not a deep enough foam pit, like by regulation. So we'll keep you all updated. Don't you fret.
Yeah.
Hey, but people were trying to, I went on Twitter yesterday and boycott TwitchCon. Right now, boycott TwitchCon is the number one trending topic. And people complaining about all the things that TwitchCon did wrong. But looking back at our time of like going to VidCons, I feel like every convention we've ever gone to has trended negatively while it's happening, of people extrapolating singular experiences that happen at those events as like, this is how the event is run.
Yeah.
Like somebody claiming they were misgendered, which obviously is terrible, but like, I'm looking at the hashtag and people are saying everyone's being the staff is misgendering streamers, like as if that is protocol to cancel a event. So like, yeah, I don't know. It seems everything is cyclical. I've seen boycott VidCon or cancel VidCon.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Oh, well, everyone, so it's just in general, people are always going to share a negative experience more frequently than a positive one.
Yeah, not to downplay anybody's negative experiences, because some of these accusations are pretty severe. But my experience was pretty positive.
How long were you there?
I got in Friday and Saturday, and then I came back Saturday night, just because my schedule was all Friday and Saturday packed. But I did a little like meet and greet thing. And
how was that? Did you meet all the babies?
It was lovely. It was lovely. There were some cycle babies there. People in
people on Team Internet merch. With knives.
No, people in Team Internet merch. Somebody with a Slumber Party T-shirt.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was really sweet. A lot of people were like, "I met you 7 years ago," and then posting pictures of the before and after. So that was cute. It was cool. The coolest thing was, okay, so it was my first TwitchCon, and to like go and see huge posters of me and like me and the marketing and the branding of the event itself, I felt very celebrated and like seen and welcome. So that was nice.
I love that for you. Yeah. Congratulations, yeah. Shayla.
You really missed out though. I'm sure you would have loved it.
I at like a work event at my old job like a few months ago, we had to do like a celebrity meet and greet kind of thing that we were coordinating, and boy was I triggered. And it was very,
what do you mean?
And it was very unorganized meet and greet flashbacks, and it was very hard for me to try to explain to my like current co-workers and like a new professional environment, like my past trauma and just how like the unorganization, unorganized it was, just was very stressful.
Well, I bet your experience was able to like help them know what they should be doing.
Yeah. It was just like people like running up and asking this celebrity for pictures and doing all the things that they were asked not to do, and I was like, I gotta go. I was like, I can't be down here.
Speaking of down here.
Where?
Down here, down my throat.
What about it?
Well, that's where prep goes.
Okay.
And you know how I remembered?
Did you chew your prep?
No, the one and only Nikki Blonsky. Did you see this?
What?
The new spokesperson for PrEP.
No.
No, I'm actually lying. But she did make a cameo video for somebody reminding them to take their PrEP.
Okay.
Their friend asked Nikki to remind their friend to take their PrEP. So there's a video that's going around right now, and I'll post it in the... I'll post it in the
Discord.
What's it called? On the Discord in the Babylon.
Okay.
But it's you should watch it. I showed it to Hudson and he was gagging, and so I knew. Oh my God. Okay. Well, if Hudson is gagging, then it's
then
it's
the girls transcendent. Then the girls be gagging.
Yeah. It was. I don't know if she knows what PrEP is.
Really?
But she's reminding somebody to take their PrEP. And it is a worthwhile video. And Mama, I think...
Mama, I'm a gay girl now. What about Mama, I'm a gay girl now?
What about it, Mama?
How does she not know what PrEP is?
I don't know if women who love women and engage in womanly activities take PrEP.
That's fair.
Though I do think everyone should take PrEP. Why not?
The whole world?
Why not? Hello? Straight people can get PrEP. Or, I mean, straight people can get, can contract.
Yeah. And actually, I was reading, aren't they, like, contracting at a higher rate than gay people for the first time ever?
Yeah, because they don't know what PrEP is. If you're out there and you're sexually active and you are only considering, oh, I might get pregnant or get somebody pregnant, maybe you should consider PrEP. I try to tell my little siblings, hey, have you guys considered PrEP?
And?
And it was not well received. They were like, why would I do that?
Well, so, Mama, I'm a gay girl now.
So I'm going to have to send them their reminder from Nikki.
Please do. Hey, maybe she can make another one for us.
Thanks. Okay. Is there anything else you need to discuss?
No, I think that's it.
Is that really everything? Oh my God. Hey, can I just say Kanye West?
No, I'm not talking about it.
I would like to say.
I have him muted on Twitter for a reason.
He's back on Twitter. He.
I have all mentions and spellings of his name muted on Twitter.
He tweeted. Hold on. He tweeted something anti-Semitic and.
Shocking.
He tweeted, quote, going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. You guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone who opposes your agenda. What the fuck? And then people are saying, oh, he's mentally, like, has, like, mental health issues or I don't know what people are saying specifically he goes through. But you know how many people have mental health issues who do not then become anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
There is no correlation. Yeah. And so for people to excuse his behavior as, oh, this is what he's going through, blah, 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 blah. That has nothing to do with it. That is no excuse. So, like, I think we as a podcast need to take a stand and say what we believe in, what we say and what we think, that there are many, many people who go through mental health issues who do not lean toward hate. And
now we said it.
Racism and anti-Semitic behavior and blah 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 blah. Like, that is never an excuse, and that's how I feel about that,
and that's how Sue sees it.
Anything else?
No. I think that's it. I think we nailed it. What else could there possibly be able to say? Unless you want me to break down the feud between Lisa Rinna and Kathy Hilton on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No. The Try Guys did an SNL parody. I mean, there was an SNL parody of the Try Guys. Did you see that?
But I heard it was favorable.
In bad taste.
I heard it was favorable for the guy that everyone was mad at or something.
I couldn't even try to
know about this.
They were like mocking the situation in a way that it was like mocking the company for taking action against, like,
well, I saw
misconduct in the workplace. So I was like, ooh, yes.
I saw on, well, somebody on Twitter today said that a friend of his who works for SNL wrote the sketch.
Okay. Some okay.
No. A friend of the guy. So that's why it was favorable for him.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody on Twitter said that this morning. I don't know if it's true because I don't actually really even know what's going on with this story.
It's a pass.
Can we talk about the biscuit?
What about the biscuit?
The honeysuckle biscuit. What does she say?
Taste
the biscuit.
I don't know. I have a remix. I have a remix of Taste the Biscuit. Do you know To Die For by
Tovlo?
I don't know. No. Oh. To Die For. Is that Tovlo?
She
To Die For.
No.
That's not. To Die For.
No.
There's a remix that T. Kyle made of To Die For and Taste the Biscuit, and I'm trying to remember who did. It's some artist that I would never. T. Kyle.
But Tovlo does have a song called To Die For.
Addison Rae. Addison Rae.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
So is that not? Okay, so that's that. I have that stuck in my head, and I've had it stuck in my head all weekend.
Well, is it To Die For?
And I'm like, who is, I don't know Addison Rae, and I don't know Taste the Biscuit. Like, why, my brain is rotting. That's all.
Same, sis.
Corey has taken four screenshots of our five screenshots of
where
our
Where does
FaceTime
the picture
today.
Go?
The cloud.
I need to get one to post on Twitter because look, I got my headphones on the outside of my hood and my bangs.
You're wild.
Cute. I'm wild.
This is Corey and he is crazy. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm over there.
Hey, if you're in the New Hampshire area tonight, I am speaking at
Are you flying to New Hampshire tonight?
I guess. No, well, so Tuesday the 11th, October 11th, I will be at Keene State College. It's open to anyone and everyone that wants to come. I would love to meet you. If you are anywhere near New Hampshire, make the drive. Come say hey. I would love to see you. Corey, are you going to be there?
No, I can't fly to New Hampshire.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Well, I'll be there, so come, you know, okay, that's all.
Later.
Later, love you, bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.